Excuse me. Okay, good evening, everyone. So we were discussing last night, continuing about shvus to shvus, meaning about asking a non-Jew to do something which would only be usur derabanan, even if you were to do it. I'm sorry. Excuse me. And we got from there to a discussion about utilizing the services of a non-Jew to help you with a person who's under the weather, a person at different levels of choli. And we spoke a little bit about that, when you should have a non-Jew, when you could even ask a Jew. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Okay. So what I did want to just to sum it up, I'm going to walk away for a minute, get something, and I'll be right back soon. Okay, let's try again. It says here connecting to audio. Am I being heard?
I hear you.
Okay, that's a good start. Okay, thank you. Okay, so what I wanted to it's basically to sum up the halacha is if a person is a legitimate chole, even if not sakana chas v'shalom, but it's a chole, he or she, then you can have a non-Jew do anything that you need that's for your health or comfort. Which means chola means either the person is bedridden or there's something, their whole body is affected by some sort of choli illness or whatever it may be. And so typically people that are hospitalized are that. Hopefully they're not chola sheyesh b'sakana, we hope. But typically if the person's hospitalized, typically they admitted to a hospital, they're at least together chola sheyesh b'sakana, and they don't have to worry on Shabbos if they need help. They need one of the nurses or different staff members to help them, whether it's turning on a light and let's say the light in the restroom is not on, or adjusting the bed, or whatever it is. They don't have to worry. You could assume, if you don't know otherwise, you could assume that the employees there are non-Jewish, because up here, we're talking about in the United States, of course, where up here over the non-Jewish, Australia, they probably know exactly because. They're sitting in there, so in the from hospitals, they're set up that way, and to make sure they're going working on Shabbos and helping the patients on Shabbos. But even here, where it's not set up that way, but it's just naturally that way, al pi rov, ruba de ruba are non-Jews, and therefore, if you don't know otherwise, you could assume the person's non-Jewish, and ask them to help you with whatever it is that you may need. Okay, now there's one more category of where a person is allowed to ask a non-Jew to do. A derabanan, and that is for kavod habrius. Kavod habrius means for your human dignity, personal dignity. If something, a person is in a situation where his dignity is being compromised for some reason, he'd be allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a derabanan to help him. For example, one of the examples Rabbi Simcha Ben Yochanan gives in his sefer, I saw was a nice example: a person whose clothing got dirty or soiled or something, and he's not in a, he, you know, even to for him to go out and to go home or something and get other clothing is embarrassing. He doesn't have maybe his shirt got ripped in a way, talking about a man in a way that he can't even, it's not even dignified to walk outside that way. It would be a bushy, would look, or he got somebody dropped an entire bottle of ketchup on the guy's shirt. And same thing, and obviously with a woman, it could be similar type of things where. So to have go bring you a guy is not forced to go to the store looking. It's all, and you know, this is where Carol King is. And I can't imagine being able to do that. Just tell her to okay, I hope I'm being heard. So let's say this is okay for the basic case. So to ask non-Jew again to, you know, to bring it from wherever it may be, or even, you know, to be okay to do, that's also considered in the need of covenant brius. Okay, now. Some of the categories we could ask a non-Jew to do about it. Now, we mentioned earlier the malach is inherently a deraisa, but the need for it to be done is in a manner that's like malach, like turning off the light. Turning off the light can be malach, deraisa, but it should have. You know, to go for to get rid of it, to be that light. We want to throw, you know, the fire on your soap or the light on your soap off, just so it should be there. So that's much into Gufa. So we said it's a Shemus that so qualifies as a Rabbanan for this purpose. And we said there is to be made. Other shy of very violent post is what about, you know, if you do a malacha in. Okay, how about now? Am I being heard now?
Yes.
Hi. Is anybody hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Oh, okay. I barely heard that, but it sounded like someone said they hear me. Okay. All right. So, nothing to lose. Just took a couple more minutes. And so what I'm saying is, so that if it's a situation of Malka Mitzvah, let's say the light, or it's a Malka Mitzvah that you need the light for Dvar Mitzvah, and so then if it's going to be mutter shvus to shvus, then so if the guy just puts it on through a malacha d'oraisa, then that's a problem. Or if he plugs in the channel of a malacha d'oraisa, that's a problem. But if I ask him to do it in a derabbanan fashion, if I ask him to do it in a way that's only a derabbanan violation of the Torah, a derabbanan violation of Shabbos, meaning, again, something which even for a Jew would only be a derabbanan violation, so then it could be mutter theory. If we'll call this, if we'll say that shinui, the derabbanan of a shinui, qualifies to be considered a shvus, a derabbanan for this purpose, a shvus to shvus, then that would work. So there's one example in Shulchan Aruch where it's mentioned that it is okay, and that is the case of a woman whose Leil Tevila falls out on a Friday night, and she forgot to cut her nails, and they're at an unacceptable length. I mean, they're long enough that she's not allowed to be tovel the way they are. So it says that she's allowed to, if there's a non-Jew available who's willing to help, can ask a non-Jew. But what it says, technically, the halacha says, technically, that the non-Jew should be asked not to cut them off normally with a nail clip or anything, but actually to break them off or bite them off. So it's a shinoi. Don't ask the non-Jew to clip them off the normal fashion. Ask them to bite them off. That's what it actually says. Now, in practice, it's not the way it's done for one reason or the other. In practice, it's not actually the way it's done. But it says. Be good enough that they qualify for tevila, but they're going to be jagged and messy, and not going to be a perfect result. But if a non-Jew turns on a light with his elbow, he flips the switch with his elbow, there might be a shinui in the action, in the maisa, but it's not a shinui in the result. So some want to make that chilek and say we don't have a raya from the case of the nail biting. We don't have a raya that it's mutter to have a non-Jew do any type of shinui with, when the shinui is simply in the pu'ula, in the action, and not in the result. So lemaisa, at the end of the day, it's a big machlokas poskim, and many are mekel. So that b'shas ha-tzarech, if there's a real need, and you need the you need something done, and the malach is really a malacha d'oraisa. Hold on one second, my friend, you'll blow shofar later. It's really a malacha d'oraisa. Could you give me 1 minute till I finish? Thank you. It's a malacha d'oraisa, but if it's possible to be accomplished, to be done with a shinui, so if he asks the guy to do it with a shinui, do what's normally a malacha d'oraisa, do it with a shinui, but start with a malacha mitzvah, or one of the four categories mentioned, malacha mitzvah, or to avoid a big hefsid, or for a cholet, or for a mixas choli, because a full-fledged cholet doesn't need any of this, doesn't need any shinui, but a mixas choli, like we said last night, or a case of covered abrias, there is room to be lenient and to ask the non-Jew to do whatever is necessary just to do it with a shina. Okay, Mr. Shem, hopefully tonight we'll have, tomorrow night rather, we'll continue. Hopefully we will have less technical challenges. Good night, everyone. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.